Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. I don't know what's been happening lately. We've been having
hello,
all these
Rita,
technical...
Hello, Rita, how are you doing? Popped in a little late.
Yeah, well, we've been having all these technical difficulties. Our theme music didn't come on that this week, but that's okay. We're still here alive.
We're good to
we?
Go, Rita. We're good to go, and it seems like, you know, again, I always say this, time goes so fast, but... here we are closing in on the holidays. Are you ready, Reese?
I'm always ready. What can I tell
always
you?
Always ready for this.
I'm always ready for whatever's happening.
Tell you all. I mean, we're good to go. And we have, let me cover a couple of things. We got a couple birthdays today. I don't know if you remember Brian Hyland, 73 today. And Booker T.
Yes,
Jones is 72.
You have to say who Brian Hyland is. You can't just drop a name like that. Was that Fairy Cross the Mercy or something? I forgot what song it was.
Booker T. Jones?
No, Brian Hyland.
Brian Hyland, yeah. 73 and
what
Booker
song,
T. Jones, 72.
Who is Brian Hyland? What song did he sing?
That's your category. You got to remember this stuff. I'm not good at remembering these stuff.
Okay.
How about Neil Young? Can you give me a Neil Young song? He was 71 today.
Well,
come on,
but at least I know who Neil Young is. I'm terrible matching artists with songs. I really am.
I know. Me too. Well, Anne Hathaway's 34, but she's not a baby woman. But anyway.
Not at all. And you know what?
They try to get
a break. That brings us up to Hot Topics.
Already.
I don't know if our theme music's going to be working at all today, so there we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my Hot Topic is the elections. I don't even know what to say about the elections. I was going to talk about them, but I it's so amazing to me that people are so... distraught over the results of the election. For people who believe in the system, I believe in the system, so I believe it's going to work itself out one way or the other. But we did have the elections. They are over, and we do have the results. And I've decided that's all I'm going to say about that. So I'm going to talk about my other hot topic is earthquake. Last week, there was a big earthquake in Italy. This morning I heard there was a big earthquake in Christchurch again. You know, we live in California. It's still earthquake country, and it's time. We have to be reminded every once in a while. We got to keep our earthquake supplies ready and up to date. So check your water, check your canned goods. You need to be able to take care of yourself for at least 3 days if nobody comes. You need to be able to take care of yourself for 3 days. Check your smoke detectors, carbon monoxide alarms. Change your batteries in your smoke detectors. Do all of that and just all the safety stuff. Just kind of as a reminder, I wanted people to just think about it because we're so wrapped up in so many different things. But if we have a national disaster in California, I don't know that we're ready. Everybody has seasons, so they were ready for hurricanes and ready for tornadoes. We need to be ready for earthquakes. So check those supplies. Make sure you can sustain yourself for at least 3 days. Try to get enough stuff for 2 weeks. And those are my hot topics. And what about you, Jim? Jim? Okay.
Rita, I was going to say, don't forget, if you have a situation and you're out of, you know, some of the supplies, you don't have a lot of food and water, remember you have your hot water tank in the garage, so you can tap on the hot water tank.
That's true.
Hot topic.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit easywaybroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the event, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or easywaybroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. That's the only way to go. And Eric's worked very hard over the years, so we can do it the easy way when it comes to promotion and everything. So, Aretha, we have a special guest on today. I believe you know him. And Art, do we have him on the line?
Yes, Tom Cotello.
Tom, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special guest, Tom Calzado, the founder, if you remember, the founder of Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, the medical alert, and he's also the founder of Better Visions for Children. And we have him on as a special guest because we had Veterans Day. Tom is a war veteran from World War, was it World War One or World War Two? Just kidding. Tom, how are you doing, Tom? You're here with Aretha Gray and myself. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I've been better. I can barely speak right now, but go ahead.
Well, Tom, we appreciate you coming on. You're a World War II veteran, and I know you're a little bit under the weather, but we appreciate you coming on today. And, I mean, you're over 90 years old, and you're still a busy guy. I know. I go to your house, I visit you, and you're still active. You're an amazing guy. So, Tom, what keeps you going? What is this motivational force? Instead of sitting back in your backyard and relaxing, what is the force that keeps you going? Like, you're a good example for us.
Well, I've been motivated all my life by the very famous words of Abe Lincoln, who was quoted as saying the best thing anybody can do in their lifetime is to save somebody else's life. And I've been doing that since around age 7 or thereabouts, when I started building little communicators for the first responders back in my hometown of Brighton, suburb of Boston. And then I kept on with that, went to school and worked for at the radiation laboratory at MIT, started my career there, if you will, at age, I guess, 15. And got to work with a group at the radiation lab that created a thing called LORAN, long-range radio navigation, which is desperately needed by the Navy in the early stages of World War II, because we were being just killed by the German U-boat fleet on that North Atlantic route, where we're shipping men and equipment and food to the Brits. And it was a major factor in our winning the war, the early war of
Tom,
the Atlantic.
Tom, take us back to when this was all starting. And what were you doing? What was going on when the rumors started spreading that we could be going back to war? I mean, the newspapers, I mean, what went on back then? That you know, what was the talk in the streets? What was it like?
Well, the big event that made everybody think about survival, I mean real survival, was the attack on Pearl Harbor, and got us into the war, and it was kind of a big frenzy at that point, and everybody that was fairly healthy wanted to get into the war, and I was one of the people that got into the Navy and with one eye and left the Navy with no eyes. But anyway, it was.
So did you pick?
Did
you pick the Navy time, or did men just go, and men and women, did they just go to sign up and they picked a branch for them, or did you pick the branch you wanted?
Well, you kind of picked the branch you wanted, and if you were able to pass the exam for that branch, you got in. I tried to get in the Coast Guard where we were installing the Loran systems all over the world. I wanted to do that, and I couldn't get in. I didn't pass the test, but I tried to get into the Navy twice, and I got in the second time. And they sent me down to Naval Research Lab, and from that base, a crew that I started with installed the Loran and radar on U.S. Navy and merchant marine ships carrying all this stuff over to England. And there's a book about all this called The War of the Atlantic, and that's what it was. If we didn't win that war, we would not have ever had the chance to invade Europe and all the rest of it.
D-Day. So you, everybody basically saw it in the newspapers and on television. And they saw the Pearl Harbor attack, and then it was it kind of a panicky mode, or what was it like back then? That people
pretty panicky, and as the war started, you know, we were getting torpedoed right up a couple hundred miles off the coast of Massachusetts there, and it shook everybody up, including Churchill and Roosevelt, who had thought about putting the money into other forms of defense, forgetting that the Germans had put together this huge fleet of U-boats, and they were killing us. They were killing one out of three ships.
Yeah.
You know, not long after they left the harbors here, and so it was panic time. You know, any way you looked at it, we had to change the thinking about where the money should be spent. And it needed to be spent on fighting the German U-boat fleet, and the systems we developed at MIT, Loran and sophisticated radar, it literally turned it all around. It took a while, but...
Now, Tom, let's do a jump, Tom. That was like when it first started, and then you went through the entire, the next 4 years. And where were you? Do you remember when you first got notified that, hey, the war is over? That had to be a big impact.
Oh, that was huge. Huge. Never forget marching down Constitution Avenue in Washington with about 5 million people screaming and yelling. It was just unbelievable. But then after that, to just kind of fill in some of the background, I... got another degree in engineering. I couldn't use them when I got into the field. I wanted to get into research, and I didn't have the eyesight for it. My eyesight was getting worse and worse, and so I went with Westinghouse and got a master's in business administration and started developing products for Westinghouse, and then later on in my own company, Electra International, a number of products that would help save lives and make lives better, like defibrillators, anything that would help the first responders.
How did you come up with the idea for Medical Alert?
Well, the mother of that was my mother in Boston, who fell down and couldn't get up and may have died if it weren't for a nosy neighbor. I went back there to see what I could do, and there wasn't much that I could find, and nothing on the market that would help her. And so my wise-ass brother, who always... up for jokes, he said, "Well, you're an engineer, go back home and develop something." I did that in a couple of weeks, but it took 3 years to get the FCC approvals that I needed. And
amazing.
Went to Australia and got the approval down there in about 3 days. Same thing in about four or five other countries. And finally, I got it here and formed Medic Alert, which later became Life Alert about 3 or 4 years later. And we made...
You developed that, and then you developed the technique where they didn't have to do anything when they fell. Before, they had to push something, and then you developed the next phase where it just registered when they fall down, and you said that was pretty complicated.
Well, it wasn't really that complicated to do it. complication came in getting the FCC approval. That was a really tough thing. I spent about $500,000 of my own money trying to get FCC approvals. Finally got it, and then we were selling them, by the way, in the meantime, to the VA to keep veterans out of hospitals. And apparently it saved some veterans' life, and we got a big write-up in the Associated Press, and that went viral. It was all over Time Magazine, Reader's Digest, and so forth. People Magazine.
Well, Tom, you definitely made your mark. You went through the military in World War II. You wind up developing the medical alert and helping so many people. And then you also started the Better Visions for Children and Donate Fives to Save Kids' Lives. And that's quite an accomplishment. How can we? What would you want to put out, Tom, that we could, communicate with you? How can the general public? What is your site, your website, that they can get a hold of you?
Well, the we have several websites at this point. The best one is icbetter.org. You spell out the IEYE, and you'll see what we've been doing here. Well, since I started the foundation 31 years ago, we've spent most of that time screening about 200,000 children, about at least 50,000 in Walmart Vision Centers, San Diego.
Amazing.
And
we're
concentrating on providing a home test kit, and this is going to be very exciting. We're filling a huge void in the low-income areas of the United States and also these third-world countries like Mexico and now Kenya.
Amazing.
And
you
are going to be providing this to the families of these.
You have Stevie Wonder with your group, too, Better Visions for Children, right?
We do, yes. He's been a nice spokesperson for us the last 4 or 5 years.
That is amazing. Well, thank you, Tom, and we have your information, and I'll be back stopping by your house and seeing what's going on with the Better Vision situation and seeing how your health's going. And we got to get you up and about, so get you moving. Get you back in shape.
Thanks a lot.
Well,
thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
So what an example, huh?
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, it seems like every time I turn around, I'm talking about the bad parts of the Internet and the technical things that are going on. But there's another scam out there that I think I need to make you aware of. It's a kidnap scam. Some kind of way they get enough information about your loved one and your phone number, and they call you and they say they've kidnapped your niece, your nephew, your son, your daughter, whoever. They're holding them for ransom, and that you have to wire them or get them the ransom money. Well, the truth is they don't really have your loved one, but they may have someone in the background screaming or sounding like them. This is one of the evils of putting too much information on social media. They can find out who your relatives are. A lot of times it's easy to get the phone numbers of your relatives. They can track where you are. You can say you're going to the mall, and they'll call while you're at the mall. And most of the time, people will just panic, and they'll pay the ransom however they can. But it's now a scam. So call your loved one before you send anybody any money, and call the police. That's what the police recommend. I know they always say don't call the police, but call the police. How do you know it's a scam? You won't know. I'm sure a real kidnapping sounds just like a scam one, but it is a scam going on, and people are giving them, and they're asking reasonable amounts. People could go to their bank and get $10,000, $20,000, money that they could, logically be able to get out. They're not asking for $6 million. So just be careful. And another scam that's going on is calling your cell phone, and it's like a partial message, and then it'll say, press 1 if you don't want to have this call again. Press 3, if you want to hear more information or whatever. Don't start pushing buttons on your phone just because it tells you to. If you don't recognize a number, you don't know who's calling you, don't just push 1. They can charge you because you can be consenting to making payments or ongoing payments. Sometimes they're in such small amounts that you don't even miss them from your account, maybe $5 a month. But multiply that by 100,000 people, and all you got to do is set it up, and it's on autopilot to send you money every month. Be careful.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Hey, guys, it's Jim's Gym Time. And I think we caller coming in. We could do we have a caller, Beverly? Okay, I see. All right. We have we got several callers coming in. I'm going to touch it. Filling the cabinets, seats, and there's a lot of excited people. He's talking about making the changes that everybody's been wanting for so long. And the priority he's got now, he's got to fill a giant staff. This is a lot of people. And we're going on to Rens Priebus taking the main chief of staff position, and then Stephen Bannon would be the chief strategist and senior counsel. But coming along next on that, you're talking about 4,000 political appointed seats that have to – 4,000, that's a lot of people you got to find. And I believe a quarter of this 4,000 has to be sent, you know, get Senate approval. So we got a lot to look forward to in seeing who's going to be put in the positions of all the – well, the political cabinet. I don't know if you guys saw the other day, Super Moon. We had the moon was the largest it's been. Last time it was the snow. It actually doesn't get bigger. It just looks bigger. But it was last time we had this was a year before I was born. And I don't know if this affects anything, but New Zealand had a very powerful 7.8 earthquake. 2 people passed away with the earthquake. And in the 2016 era, the other bad one we had was Indonesia. 673 people passed away. Oh, I had to take a breath on that one. So is this weather that we're having and everything changing? I don't know. Does it cause earthquakes? Who knows? But anyway, moving right along, Putin made promises in his cooperation with the doping investigation. And Lindsey Vonn, super skier, Olympic champion 2010, broke her arms. She's having that healed up. But anyway, Rita, we're going to wrap it there because time's going by so fast. There's so much news going on.
It's time for Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita, are you with us? And I'll tell you, Rita, we have so much news, we need about 3 hours to cover all the news that's going on. It's hard to do.
I know.
But it's, you know, this you mentioned in your report was interesting. You're actually saying that if you push a button to kind of listen or do this, you could actually be signing up and wind up with money coming out of one of your accounts.
Absolutely. You know, because when the phone company calls, if you have alerts on your phone, they'll say, you know, if you want to pay your bill now, press 1. So money can be done electronically. They just need to have enough information, your PayPal account or whatever. So you just have to be careful.
Oh, that's for sure. And could this lead into somebody getting your information? Are there ways that if you, you know, open up some of these doors or push one of these buttons, they could actually log into your, you know, information and your website or something?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of things that they can do with programs and apps once they get into your phone. So you have to be careful about what you open up. You didn't order it. Don't open it up. I'm one of those people, I used to open up everything, but it's really dangerous now to open up just anything. Always check the return email. If it's not really coming from who it says it is, and you can check it, you just push that little triangle on the side of the name, and it may say that it's coming, say, from AT&T, but when you push it, the wording may say AT&T, but when you push the little triangle, it drops down and it says Joe Smith at Yahoo. It's not AT&T, folks.
And check, Rita, we have Carmel Lear. This is amazing. This is actually dangerous stuff, but I think we have Carmelita coming up with us here. Carmelita, you with us? There we go.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hi, everybody, and good morning. I'm so pleased to have a very special guest today, and I'd like to announce her now, Dr. Sherilyn Lee. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. Dr. Lee is a very special person, and she's a very special part of my life, too, for many, many, many years. And she was an honoree, as a matter of fact, we both were, at the Diamond Rose Awards, which were held yesterday evening at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills. It was simply magnificent. And, my dear, you looked wonderful in your red outfit. All the ladies were in red, and I'm still sailing. I'm still sailing.
So are you.
We had such a wonderful time.
Yeah, we certainly did, and you look absolutely wonderful, and your voice is amazing. I almost wanted to chime in on the earlier show because of the fraud that was going on, and it happened to my daughter, but we'll discuss that at another time. It was pretty serious, too. We had to end up calling the police. But anyway,
I
am honored to be here, and I thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Well, I'm happy that you had the time to give to us, because for folks that don't know you, you are a very, very highly in demand individual and always on the go. And I'm just so pleased to have you here to take time out from your busy schedule. Can you tell us about what you're up to these days? You had a topic which I would like for you to present, CMP, is that it? I'm sorry if I'm saying it.
CDC, and it's such a simple, and most people are used to knowing they went to the doctor and they had a CBC. But to really understand the importance of a complete blood count, and that's just the CBC. And when we look at the CBC, we're just really looking at your white count, your blood count, and then some of the fractions component of the red blood cell, which is so important. And people don't know that it's so much valuable information that can be picked up. And then there are so many conditions that can alter it. So I just want to kind of hit on that, because we're living in such a toxic bubble right now, the environment. And I suggest, this test is less than $25. Less than $25 to have this test done, just to kind of see where you are. I suggest a complete panel, but this here gives you so much information to get started to see where you are. So complete blood count to me is very important, because I have not seen, here lately, I have not seen a normal one. And some people come in with no history of anything, and once I do their blood test, all these things show up, and they say, I didn't know that. So it's good as a baseline to know where you are, because we're just inundated with toxins in the environment, in our homes, outside, in the air. It's just amazing. A lot of things are coming out even in the medical journals about inhaling air particulates in the air that's causing cardiovascular disease. Who would have known that you can inhale something in the air that will cause you heart disease?
Mm.
So this is the latest information from the journal. And then we have all these people with all these respiratory disorders and COPD, and you can pick up things happening with the blood if you have COPD, because it's a good indication that you're not getting a good circulation of blood going to the brain and saturated through the body. So people not aware with just simple blood tests called a complete blood count. And people not aware that kidney, people who have long-standing kidney problems, chronic kidney disease, how it affects your cells. It truly affects your cells because some of your cells are produced by hormone coming from the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really look at everything. And the CBC, and I know I can go on because it's so important, and I have so much information, and I tried to make it to where a person or delivered where a person could say, you know, I'm going to remember that. Because I had a patient who came to me, and his doctor couldn't understand why part of his white blood cells, which is called leukocytes, a component of that, which was his neutrophils, he could not understand why they were constantly low. Well, he was taking a blood pressure medication that was just lowering it and destroying it. So when you have medication, there's going to be an interaction between your blood cells. There's going to be an interaction between depletion of nutrition from medication. So you want to know what's been robbed from your body. Yes, it's helping you with this. Yes, it's helping you with that. But what nutrients is it robbing you from? What nutrients do you need to include in your body if you have an abnormal CBC, if you're anemic? And there's so many different types of anemia. So when we look at the red blood cells and we look at the white blood cells, it can tell you so much information as far as anemia, parasites, whether you have a viral infection or you have a bacterial infection going on in the body, and they're treated differently. But you can pick up all this information plus so much more from just a CBC.
Hmm. Wow. Well, that's a mouthful, Dr. Lee. I hope that everybody, you know, picked up on what you are saying. I mean, you have been on the vanguard of so much in the medical field. It's really, you're like a pioneer. You set the standard in so many ways. And
I really enjoy, I feel, Carmenita, not cutting you off, that we all have a purpose. And because of my own health history of being in, I've been in two comas. In the 80s, I was in a coma. And then in the 90s, I was in a coma. And in the second coma, I did not want to come back here. I was just in a beautiful place and wanted to stay. And I was told, God said, there's things you have to do. So I know this is part of my mission, and I love what I'm doing. And I don't feel anyone should have to suffer in any way. You shouldn't have to suffer.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, you know, have been saved for a reason. I was just speaking to a friend last night who was one of the people who actually was being awarded, and she was explaining about her journey, actually, in coming back after her bout with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, that she actually spoke with the higher power, most of us call God, and because she's a very personable person and, you know, in the public eye and so forth, that God wanted everybody to know that is a reality, that God is a reality, and to make people aware, because her life was spared. And I'm glad that she was sitting with me, because now I want to be able to include her on the information such as yours that can help her maintain her health now that she's still with us. She had a close call. But there are so many simple things that I have learned that you can do, just really simple things.
And in
changing your lifestyle and, of course, the balancing of your body, mind, and your spirit, that's a very simple thing to do.
Because I tell people, if you look at it this way, what you think, eat, drink, and sleep now. You know, sleep is really a key factor in your health. So your thinking, what you eat, what you're consuming, plays a major part, and especially what you're thinking. And we have so many people doing, you know, going out and, you know, the protests that are happening. You have to, and even watching the news, for those who still watch the news, we want to kind of keep abreast of what's kind of going on, but not sit in front of the TV watching all day and for hours.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what's kind of going on around you. We can't be oblivious to what's happening in our world today. But after doing this, find yourself some joy. Find yourself something to laugh at. See a funny movie. Be a good friend and have laughter going. You know, add more turmeric to your diet for inflammation and the stress that's putting on your diet. I have a wonderful recipe for turmeric tea that I do in the mornings, because we live in this society. We're hearing things. Even if you don't watch the news, you're hearing. So if you make yourself a glass of turmeric tea with a little ginger and a little cayenne pepper and a little manuka honey, that is going to just sharpen up your immune system, your respiratory system. So if you are out breathing this polluted air or working in a sick syndrome building, which so many people are, I can't believe, and I have to share this now that I said that, I have a person who works for their state, and they're in a state building, and they will not get rid of the mice in the building.
My goodness.
And not only that, it has asbestos in it, and it has mice, and the restroom and the building flooded below, and
good
they have
Lord.
A whole staff of people working in there. Do you know what kind of illnesses these people? I'm treating a lot of
you
the people.
You can imagine.
There.
Yeah, well, listen, Dr. Lee, I'm getting a signal that, you know, our time is getting close now, and I did want to do a couple of shout-outs before we get off the air. You are on the Southern California Women's Health Conference this year and giving us a wonderful presentation, as you usually do. And I just want to say, as one of the planning committee members, that I would like for everybody to be aware that they can visit and meet Dr. Sherilyn Lee in person December the 16th at the Pasadena Hilton Hotel. That's 168 South Los Robles Avenue, Pasadena. And you really need to tune in to the website at www.socalwomenshealthconference.org. That's S-O, you know, for Southern, of course. So, that, again, that's www.socalwomenshealthconference.org, Southern California Women's Conference.org. And Dr. Lee, can you share your website?
My website is newinuwellnesshealthcare.com. Newinu. Remember, NU is where wellness begins. So it's N as a Nancy U. newwellnesshealthcare.com. And I will be giving three giveaways at the conference on the 16th.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so thanks again, Dr. Lee, for tuning in with us, and have a beautiful, blessed day to everyone listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carmelita. Have a blessed day with you.
Well, 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 that was a wonderful Carmelita's Corner. Thank you, Dr.
Lee.
Thank you, Carmelita.
Dr. Lee is so amazing. She's just amazing. She has so much information.
Absolutely.
Well,
what's going on with Easy Way Broadcasting this week?
Oh, my God. Easy Way Broadcasting and Eric's app and his, there's just so much we have, well, we have you know, the app that he has is just so cutting edge. It's just amazing. And you talk about in your tech time how you can access things so simply. You know, that's what he's done. He's created the Easy Way app and the Easy Way broadcasting and the Facebook page, and his different chat services that he has. It's people are meeting and mixing and mingling, and it's an amazing networking platform. So and check on the events that are coming up, Reith, in which I see you at some every once in a while. This new year is just going to be amazing, and he's staying on top of the cutting edge.
Brilliant. With Easy Way Talk.
Oh, and his Easy Way Talk live show on Voice America, that went through the roof. These platforms that he has are amazing. And it's so different now, Reith, than it was in the 60s when we did ours, you know, when we listened to the radio and that. Now they can interact, and the interaction is amazing. And he does his live broadcast. What a switch, huh, Reith? I mean,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, this is something else. It takes a while to get used to, but you know, being baby boomers, it's not really that complicated with all this, with the phone and the iPhone and that, because I kind of shunned away from it for a while. But it's not that hard. It's pretty user friendly. And
the longer you wait to learn, the harder it is to learn. So I tell everybody, learn fast, learn early.
Yeah, exactly. And they're making it easier to learn. And then these applications and what everything does, it's like magic. I mean, you're watching. And, you know, Reith, do you think, you know, I was kind of looking at some of these shows they have and everything, but it relates to even making, and you're in acting, so you know, the behind the scenes, these, what would you call them, sets, okay? The sets that they used to have, it costs so much money, and now they could actually create this with this technology, with the, you know, with the computers.
A lot of it's digital. It is digital. But Jim, you know what? It's time for us to move on. We will be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Guys. Tune
and
in.
Just have
Reith
a wonderful week.
Have a good, safe week, and we'll. Tune in next week, Radio Boomers Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.